The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
We now have 45 minutes for walking meditation. And those of you new to walking meditation, if you'd like a little bit of instructions of how to do that, when I finish talking, you can go talk to Jeff, and Jeff can provide it. And then at 11 o'clock, we have another sitting meditation in here until 11:45, and then I give a short talk until 12, and then we do 15 minutes of cleaning together of the building. And then at 12:15, we close formally with a little closing circle in the outer hall. And often some people stay behind for have lunch or tea and chat afterwards. And formally, we put up tables in the outer hall, and you're welcome to stay. I'm available for what we call practice discussions. These Wednesday mornings, 15-minute sessions to talk about practice, Buddhism, something that seems relevant. And I meet in the small room in the corner of the building there, and you get to it through the library. Just be near the library when around your time, so just before your time. So the person comes out, you can come in. And to say a few words about the mindfulness practice, the practice here. It's sometimes very useful to keep in the forefront of your mind as you're practicing that the practice is best done when it's simple, to keep it simple. And so one of the simplest things you can do is just to notice what's happening while it's happening. And keeping that in mind, the idea of keeping it being very simple and noticing what's happening protects you from trying to make something happen or some agenda you have or some shoulds and shouldn'ts that are operating that might get in the way of you being free, at ease with what this is, what's happening right now. And so to just notice what's happening, and some of the things you might notice are very important rather than what you notice is a problem. So one of the things you might notice is that you make things into a problem. And you might notice that when you sit and you notice what's happening, you have all kinds of ideas that crop up that this shouldn't be happening, or, you know, this is bad, I should be doing something different, I should be having adamantine concentration in my breath, and anything else doesn't count. So you have these ideas and that the shoulds and shouldn'ts that you might have. You might notice that your mind wanders off a lot. You might wonder the mind wanders off in thought a lot. You might notice what you're feeling and the emotions you have. You might notice what's going on in your body. And then all the things you might notice that you add things on top of it. You don't stay simple. You have judgments, you have expectations, you have agendas, you have things, you have aversion, you have desires towards. And to always come back to this simple idea of just noticing, just know this is how it is, this is how it is. And not succumbing, not getting pulled into all the ways the mind wants to go. And one of the things that does is you start understanding yourself better. And as you understand yourself better, then the process of becoming calm, peaceful, focused, concentrated, arises not as a conflict with how things are, but it can arise more in harmony with how things are, kind of in the midst of how things are. And this idea, the difference between a practice which is in conflict with reality, in conflict with what's going on, versus a practice which is in harmony with it, is a very important distinction that we have here. And I think both ways of practicing can work in some ways, but I think that in the long term, a better way of practicing is to practice in harmony with what is. It doesn't mean that you are just going along with whatever's happening, but it means that you're not in conflict with it as you find your peace, your freedom, your understanding in the midst of it. So as you practice today, you might experiment a little bit or keep that in mind, the idea of staying simple and being so simple that the primary thing you're noticing, you're doing, is just noticing what's happening here and now for yourself. And so it's nice if you could enjoy yourself while you do it. So I hope you enjoy yourself this morning. Mm-hmm.